Standing in Blindman's Lane, Detective Chief Inspector Julia Day confronts an impossible puzzle. University student Olivia Johnson walked into this dead-end alley and simply disappeared. CCTV footage confirms it. She entered but never emerged. No manholes, no evidence in the industrial bins, no marks on the walls. It's as if she dissolved into thin air. This perplexing case couldn't come at a worse time for Julia. Her marriage is crumbling after her husband Art's Christmas confession of an affair. They've moved to a new house but sleep in separate bedrooms, the distance between them expanding daily. Only her teenage daughter Genevieve provides connection to her former life. The investigation takes a terrifying turn when a masked man appears in Julia's back seat, ordering her to drive. He hands her a metal box containing DNA evidence, demanding she plant it to frame someone named Matthew James for Olivia's murder. When Julia refuses, he delivers the devastating leverage. "I know what Genevieve did, and you." The flashback hits Julia like a physical blow. A year ago, Genevieve was mugged by a young criminal named Zach. In defending herself, she accidentally struck his jugular with her keys. Though he initially survived, he later died from sepsis. Julia, using her position as a police officer, covered up the incident by destroying CCTV footage and ruling it as misadventure. Now faced with an impossible choice, frame an innocent man or have her daughter exposed as a killer and herself as corrupt, Julia reluctantly complies. As she plants the evidence, she catches her reflection and barely recognizes the corrupt officer staring back. Julia discovers troubling inconsistencies in Olivia Johnson's case. Her social media shows odd details, using inappropriate cleaning products and American phrases despite being British. Her housemates describe her habits in detail, yet admit never seeing her in person. The investigation pivots when the real Olivia Johnson appears, confirming she was never missing, but at a family wedding with poor reception. Her passport reveals an identity theft. Meanwhile, Matthew James's mother, Emma, discloses he was formerly Andrew and connected to another missing woman, Sadie Owen. Lewis Owen, Sadie's father who works at the passport office, is revealed as Julia's blackmailer. He confesses to creating a fictional Olivia using a stolen passport and fabricating her digital presence to frame Andrew/Matthew, hoping police would connect him to Sadie's disappearance. There was never an Olivia Johnson to find, just a father's desperate attempt to get justice for his daughter. Julia's investigation uncovers a Bitcoin payment to Prudence Jones, a supposedly dead teenager whose passport was never officially canceled. Meeting with Nines, a document forger who calls her a bent copper, Julia realizes how far she's strayed from her oath. Emma discovers damning evidence in Matthew's storage unit, passports belonging to Gail and Sadie, blood-stained clothes, and a lock of Sadie's blonde hair. As Julia mirrors the truth, she receives threats before an intruder overpowers her and drags her to his car. In a stunning twist, Lewis receives a cryptic text from Julia about Tandy's All-American Diner in Bristol, where he finds Sadie alive. She reveals she was forced to create fake passports. What began as helping vulnerable women and children avoid deportation turned criminal when someone blackmailed her. When Lewis asks who's behind it, Sadie identifies Julia's colleague, Jonathan, explaining why she couldn't seek police help and why Matthew had been protective rather than guilty.
19 months after Zach's death, Julia stands trial for his murder. She had confessed to Art about a fabricated mugging where she used too much force, a lie to protect Genevieve. The prosecutor unexpectedly withdraws all charges after Lewis arranged for someone named Price to threaten him about bribes from Jonathan's gang. Emma and Matthew's relationship endures. Matthew had protected Sadie despite the risks, and she escaped using a false passport, leaving a lock of hair promising her return. Matthew spent spring rebuilding relationships with those who misjudged him. Lewis now lives with his parents, occasionally visited by Andrew / Matthew. Jonathan's gang dissolved after his murder. Julia returns to police work after a demotion, investigating missing persons cases Jonathan had worked on. Genevieve's nightmares have stopped, and she thanked Julia for being her imperfect role model, showing valuable lessons often come from watching someone navigate moral complexity rather than witnessing perfection.
Identity and deception form the novel's backbone, reflecting our modern struggle with authenticity. Olivia Johnson's fabricated existence, with curated social media, planted evidence, and manufactured interactions, demonstrates how easily identities can be constructed today. Characters hide behind carefully crafted personas. Julia conceals corruption behind a detective's facade. Matthew / Andrew transforms through altered speech patterns and invented history. Lewis performs grief while orchestrating deception. Jonathan uses his position as a respected officer to cover criminal activities. The passport forgery operation serves as a metaphor for identity manipulation. Some clients seek new identities to escape persecution, while others exploit the service criminally, raising questions about morally justified deception. Julia's confession to Art becomes a powerful unmasking, revealing both guilt and humanity. Similarly, Lewis's reunion with Sadie allows him to shed his vengeful persona. The novel suggests that while deception may sometimes serve as necessary armor, it ultimately corrupts. Only through unmasking can characters begin their journey toward redemption.
Just Another Missing Person explores the compromises people make when conventional justice fails. Each character operates in ethical gray areas, challenging our understanding of right and wrong. Julia crosses a line by planting evidence to frame Matthew after covering up Genevieve's accidental death, something unthinkable for a sworn detective. Lewis embodies vigilante justice by creating Olivia Johnson to trap Sadie's suspected abductor after losing faith in the system. Matthew / Andrew blurs notions of guilt and innocence, initially appearing suspicious, but ultimately protecting Sadie from dangerous criminals. The resolution itself comes through questionable means when Lewis and Price threaten a corrupt prosecutor to drop charges against Julia. This final compromise underscores the novel's central question: when the justice system itself is compromised, what constitutes true justice? The characters' actions force us to confront uncomfortable questions about law, love, and the blurry line between justice and revenge.
The most poignant paradox is how attempts to protect loved ones can ultimately cause greater harm. Characters act out of love, yet these actions often lead to escalating cycles of deception and danger. Julia's cover-up of Genevieve's involvement in Zach's death makes her vulnerable to blackmail, when a proper legal response might have spared Genevieve despite consequences. Lewis's scheme to frame Matthew / Andrew nearly destroys an innocent man while diverting focus from the true criminal. Similarly, Matthew / Andrew's secrecy about Sadie creates suspicion that prolongs her captivity. Even Sadie's initial good deed, helping vulnerable people with false documents, spirals into a dangerous criminal enterprise, endangering everyone she loves. Our instinct to shield loved ones can blind us to better solutions. Sometimes the bravest action isn't shouldering burdens alone, but reaching out and facing consequences together. What ultimately saves these characters isn't their secrets, but their willingness to embrace the messy truth.